KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 76 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, unofficial results from the Shelby County Auditor's Office show Rick Kiesel was the winner of a special election held Tuesday to fill a vacancy on the Shelby City Council. Kiesel garnered 58 votes and will serve the remainder of a term that was left open by the unexpected death of Donovan Donchie. Kiesel will hold the seat through 2023. His challenger, Patty Welsh, received 46 votes. The Red Oak Police Department reports three arrests took place Tuesday. At around 9:50 p.m., 57-year-old Rogelio Hernandez of Red Oak was arrested for driving while suspended with three withdrawals in effect. Hernandez was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $566 bond. About 15 minutes earlier, 46-year-old Amy Jo Runyon of Red Oak was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And at around 4:25 p.m. Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 28-year-old Nathan Allen Aldrich of Red Oak for driving while barred. Aldrich was issued a citation to appear in court and released at the scene. The Iowa Department of Public Health today said eight more people have died from COVID-19 since Tuesday's report, for a total of 732. And there were 224 new positive confirmed cases of the virus, for a total of 32,153. Negative test results to date amount to 309,146. The IDPH says 25,860 Iowans have recovered from the virus, and 341,941 have been tested to date in all. The latest statewide hospitalization data show 165 are hospitalized with COVID-19. There's no change from Tuesday. 44 are in an ICU, also unchanged from Tuesday. 23 were admitted to a hospital over the past nearly 24 hours, and that's four less than yesterday. And 23 were on a ventilator, three more than yesterday. In southwest and western Iowa, Region 4, five people remain in the hospital, three are in an ICU. There were no admissions over the past 24 hours, and no one is on a ventilator. Long-term care facility outbreaks are up just a bit again, this time to 18. And those facilities across the state, 299 residents and staff have tested positive for COVID-19. 286 have recovered, and there are 387 deaths. In the KJAN listing area, only changes that have occurred in the number of positive cases for COVID-19 are in Guthrie County, where there was two more cases over the past 24 hours for a total of 68. Pottawatomie County had eight more cases with 745. Shelby County had three more cases for a total of 117. In Guthrie County, there are 58 recovered. Pottawatomie County has 644 recovered, nine more than yesterday. And Shelby County reports three more recovered for a total of 103. All the other counties' numbers are unchanged from previous reports. Mills County public health officials Tuesday reported one additional positive case of COVID-19. Latest case is a person 18 to 40 years of age who contracted the virus through community spread. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Mills County as of Tuesday was 37. MCPH reports 33 out of the 37 persons recovered from the virus, effects of the virus, and a total of 1,994 people have been tested for COVID-19 in Mills County. In the funeral announcements, Etha Carnes, age 90, of Fontenelle, died June 29th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Etha Carnes will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Inga Henry, age 88, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Inga Henry will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Leona Gard, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Leona Gard will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Louine Nelson, age 85, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Louine Nelson will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Francis Nicholas Kankel, age 99, of Manila and formerly of Defiance, died Tuesday at the Manila Manor. A family mass of Christian burial for Francis Kankel will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Jack Rupert, age 79, a native of Griswold, died November 1st in Nevada. Memorial graveside services for Jack Rupert will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Pleasant Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Recon Funeral Home is assisting the family. John Shannon, age 65, of rural Pottawatomie County and formerly of Lewis, died Sunday. A celebration of life memorial service for John Shannon will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Doug Williams, age 70, of Messina, died June 30th in Omaha. Public graveside services for Doug Williams will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery. Alma Tallman, age 84 of Atlantic, died June 21st at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Alma Tallman will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marilyn Wittrup, age 90 of Harlan, died June 26th. Memorial services for Marilyn Wittrup will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Scott Krauth, age 51 of Grimes and formerly of Messina, died Saturday. His family would like to greet friends at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina on July 24th from 6 until 8 p.m. Rodney Schroeder, age 85 of Audubon and formerly of Brayton and Atlantic, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Private family graveside services will be held for Rodney Schroeder at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care of Audubon has arrangements. Mark James Melanson, age 62 of Elkhorn, died Monday. No services or visitation are planned for Mark Melanson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. Dorothy Purdy, age 91 of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Johnston. A celebration of life service for Dorothy Purdy will be held at a later date with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Mina Iona Emmons Smith Maines, age 97 of Earlham, died Monday in Stewart. A graveside memorial services for Vina Emmons Smith Maines will be held at a later date at the Penn Center Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Jim Bartleson, age 78 of Anita, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Celebration of life memorial services for Jim Bartleson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Danny Lovell, age 48 of Adair, died Saturday in Des Moines. Services for Danny Lovell are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.